We're thankful, Father, that we can gather together this morning and worship you and exalt you. Oh, Lord, we're thankful that you have given us the Holy Spirit, and he helps us to look up, to see you, to see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that you're in control, that you reign. And we thank you for that. Lord, be exalted in our midst this morning, we pray. We thank you for your wonderful presence here. And we continue to ask that, Lord, that will be not only here in Watch Rock, but down in the village, the cottage. Move by your mighty Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'd like to invite you to stand with me and let's sing number 44. Called unto holiness, 44.
Thank you, Lord.
It's in the chorus books. It's a good call, but let me ask the young people over here and some of the older people. Is it a great call?
Yes.
It is a great call. Amen? Yeah, thank God that call is still going forth today, and it's reaching those who have ears to hear. You know, I grew up in church, and you get used to things when you grow up in church. You can't help it. It's a natural thing to do, I got used to hearing this song at camp, Called Unto Holiness. And you get used to that, but then you begin to realize as I'd go to public school and I'd made friends there, close friends, and I saw their life, and that call wasn't on their life. And mistakes were made. Now, we who grew up in church make our mistakes too, but that call, that constant call to holiness preserved my life in wonderful ways. You know, it's kind of like if you've ever gotten too close to the edge of a cliff, and if you've done that, I have done that, And then you're like, this is too close. And somebody says, hey, dummy, back up. That's a call unto holiness. And I thank God that at the times in my life as a young person, reminded of it here at camp, reminded of it at home, that there's this call to come unto God. I experienced one thing, though. There was a youth retreat here. And the theme, I think you were here too, Brother Matt, with us. The theme was holiness. And I looked at this, and it was so wonderful. The lodge was just filled with young people from there to hither, to use the King James. All the way back there, just a lodge full of young people. And the theme was holiness. And I mentioned to them, I shared with them how I was thankful for that call of holiness. And I was thankful for hearing about being filled with the Holy Spirit and being baptized in the Holy Spirit. And I mentioned to them, I said, but my problem at the time when I was in my teens, 17, 18, was I was so busy trying to find myself, I didn't have time to become something else. And I remember the young people just said, ah, I could tell by their faces, they were like, yeah, we're in that struggle too. And I was missing something. I was missing that the Holy Spirit is the recreation. It's who we're meant to be. It brings us to who we really are. You know, and I'm thankful for that. And when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, I didn't become another person. I became a better person. And I thank God for that. This is a beautiful call. Today, my wife and I are leaving, and I want to thank you all for your grace and patience and your kindness. It was nice meeting you, especially my friend here who had rebuked early on. He took it so well. And thank you, Sister Mary, for that talk, which showed me, you know, Christ meets us right where we are.
Yes, yes.
That was, I know that was an appointed talk in the beginning, from the very beginning. So true. God has been good.
Yes.
And you know, we all are thinking about the way the world is today and the various calls are out there. So I wanted to begin my last day here at camp with this reminding us this is a call unto holiness. And the words of the song are tremendous. And we pray, Father, that
yes.
we'll not Jesus. Lose our sensitivity to that call.
Jesus.
You call us, Lord. You call us, God, to unto holiness. It's beautiful. Lord, it's preserving. It's safe. It's everything, God, we're meant to be. And we pray, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray for every one of these young staff members. Bless them for their service here. Bless them, Lord God, for their labor of love.
Yes.
And God, we pray that call will echo and re-echo and re-echo in their lives,
yes.
not only here at camp, but Lord, at home, wherever you should lead them.
Yes.
We believe you to do that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, let's sing. I believe we're on that third verse. Is that correct? Fourth verse. Thank you.
Shall appear. Holiness unto the Lord is our one.
you, dear God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. Shall we be seated? Thank you, Lord. Perhaps there's one, two, three brief testimonies. Please feel free.
I will praise him. I will praise him. Praise the Lamb for sinners saved.
Praise the Lord for Pilgrim Camp. And how thankful we are that God has provided a place like this for us. And it's amazing to me the many years that have gone by, and I can say that now. That's scary a little bit. I was had the opportunity to be in the village last night, and I was sharing with them and a little bit about my testimony, and from it they were able to calculate how old I was. And when they said that, I said, "You're 59." I said, "Right, I don't look 59, do I?" And he said, "You look a lot older." So we took him off the honor camper list right away. Praise God. Praise the Lord anyhow. Praise God. But I did want to just share this briefly this morning. I think Pilgrim Camp is a place where you can meet Jesus. Mm-hmm. And no matter where you are in your journey,
yes, Thank you.
The Lord wants to meet you. I'm thankful for Juan here. I'm just meeting Juan. Juan, how you doing?
Brother Phil.
And Juan is here for his first time. And Juan wanted to go home the first day. I know. But God had a plan, a different plan.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you. I trust it's a plan that changes his life for eternity.
Yeah.
Because he met the Lord. I was, I've heard Ted said this testimony many times here, but I just wanted to say it again this morning. I was 6 years old when I first gave my heart to the Lord. I was raised in a Christian home. My parents were pastors at the Williamsburg Pentecostal Church. But it was here at Pilgrim Camp that I responded to the call of the Holy Spirit. It was a Sunday morning meeting right here in this room. And we used to meet here at the camp. The entire camp would come and meet in this room on Sunday mornings. And the head counselor at that time, it was the head counselor of the village, gave an invitation. I don't really even know what he said, to be honest. But I know that I came up. There maybe were five or six of us that stood that morning when he called us. Anyone want to give your heart to Jesus? Anyone want to get saved? And I came up. And after that service, he took us into the library, and he had a wordless book, and he explained to us, made sure we understood what we had responded to. It wasn't just, you know, come up and give your heart to Jesus. He made sure we understood what we had done. And he went through that wordless book with us. And and so that's, let's see if I can do the math right. That's 53 years ago. in August, 53 years ago. Now you can find my name written in the Book of Life also. If you go into the library, there's a big black Bible in the corner. And in that, you open that up, and there's a, you'll see a white sheet of paper, and there's names scrawled on that paper, and my name is on there. And what happened that year was Sister Caroline Gardner came down to our cottage meeting one night, and she brought that Bible or something like that with her, and she again wanted us to know, is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? And if we had given our hearts to Jesus, she said, now you can come and you can write your name in that book. And so I did, and you can find it there. And I say all this to say all that to say this, that I'm so thankful that that camp has continued to be a place where children and young people and adults can meet Jesus. Again, no matter where we are, I began, as it were, my journey now. When I was 8, I think I gave my heart to Jesus again another time in response to the Holy Spirit wooing. But, you know, that's as children, we sense that. And so we need to believe that God brings people here to meet with them. And so we ought to pray again and believe that God will work in the village and in the cottage. I know that all throughout this season, God has been at work. It's been a little different season for us. But God knows what he's about.
Yes.
God knows his what he wants to do, and this has always been his camp, his camp.
Yes.
The one thing that makes this so very real to me, as well, is that the head counselor who invited us to accept the Lord, Brother Roy Olson, went to be with the Lord yesterday. And so I just want to honor his memory, his service to God. He was one of the vessels and one of the ministers that God used in my life. And so I know that you too are being used by God to bless someone else and to point someone else to the cross. And our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Our labor is not in vain. Be not weary in well-doing. For in due season we'll reap if we faint not. And so I give thanks to God again. For Pilgrim Camp. For God's presence in this place. God is here. God is here. And so, dear God, I just thank you. Thank you for all the lives that you have touched over the many years. The lives that you have turned around and saved. And those you filled with the Holy Spirit, called into your service, Lord, countless. And Lord, we believe that your work continues. We believe that you're not finished yet. And so, God, we want to have faith. We thank you for all those that have passed through this year. And we thank you, Lord, for the work that you have done. We give you glory. And yet the work you will do yet this period, Lord, in the hearts of children, young people. Lord, we thank you for Juan. We thank you for what you've done for him and others on the staff, Lord, that you have met. And Lord Jesus, I pray that they would hear this call to holiness, this call to follow Jesus all the way, Lord, all the way with you. And so, Lord, we say yes again this morning. Yes, Lord, call us. Draw us and we will run after you. And so we commit this remainder of the season to you, Lord Jesus. Have your way and be glorified. Let there be a continued working of your Holy Spirit. We have that faith and expectancy. Our eyes are upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's sing 123. More abundantly.
More abundantly. If I can invite you to stand again, please. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm trusting Jesus all along the way. As He grow more precious to your heart each day. Are you His disciple? Thank you for the abundant life we have in Christ. We're thankful, Lord God, that here at camp we have a chance to get away from all of those distractions and callings, and we discover the wonderful abundant life of Christ again and again and again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that as we've been admonished for the villages and the cottagers, Lord, abundant life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Thank the Lord. Juan, do you have your Bible?
Yes.
Yes, he does.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, he does. Well, I want to thank the Lord for Pilgrim Camp as well. I'm thankful for every aspect of camp. I was a camper only once when I was 13 years old, Great Hearts. Terry King was my counselor. I still remember his name. That's the only time that I ever met him. But he made an impact for Christ on my life. And I thank God for that. I served camp since I was 16. Right up until I got married, and then my wife said, "You can't go anymore." No, she didn't. Now then, we started working in the cottage, and camp has been an integral part of my life. I wanted to just share with you this picture that Brother Paul, the present director, was kind enough to put up. because I want to thank God for the winter program. You know, the gardeners did something amazing and also something kind of frightening. You take a group of 20-year-old men and get them up here. You get an idea of what Jesus had to deal with the disciples. It was tough sometimes, you know. But what the winter program was, it was kind of a monastic type of life. You worked, you trained, you prayed, and you fought sometimes. Because we were the only ones on this plot of ground in the winter. But there were lessons to be learned, Holy Ghost lessons. Every day was a school of the Holy Spirit, and the gardeners held it all together by faith. There would be no Spotswood Chapel today if there wasn't the winter program. There'd be no Fredericksburg if there was no winter program. There wouldn't be a missionary to Mexico if there was no winter program. So I could go on and on. I thank God for the winter program. You know, I thank God for the gardeners who had the courage, the courageous faith to do that. It wasn't always easy, and believe me, we gave them a hard time. We did. And not everything was perfect, but everything was being perfected by the Holy Spirit. The Labor Day weekend, my last Labor Day weekend here, Brother Gardner called on me to testify. And I remember to this day what I shared. And Brother Edwin was here. There was some other minister, maybe the McKinnons, I don't know, I don't remember fully. But I remember getting up and saying, I quoted a song about the winter program, and I said, no amount of money could buy from me the memories of that I have of then, and no amount of money could pay me to go back and live through it again. And that's the truth. But I thank God for what he's done. You know, we went out, the Schulteises sent us out to Spotswood, and we would commute to from Kingsburg, 17-mile ride to Spotswood. Spotswood was like Chestertown. They rolled up the sidewalks in the afternoon, and there's no one around. And the only places we could rent were churches that were gracious enough to say, come and rent from us in the middle of the afternoon. And it seemed so hopeless. But, you know, we had good senior pastors who said, God will make room for you. God will make room. That's what the Schulteises always said. God will make room. And I remember talking to my wife as we were driving out there on a Sunday afternoon, saying, God will make room for us. Yeah, because there's plenty of room, because there's nobody here. There's plenty of room. You know, I can't help it. I'm a little sarcastic, you know. And then, of course, I'm also a little bit of a phony, because I get back to after a Sunday afternoon. And how was it, Sister Grace? How was it? It was good. It was me and Minerva and my wife and just a few of us in that church in the Sunday afternoon. But the Lord, you know, their faith was wonderful. And it's amazing how the faith of the saints can carry you. And so we kept it up. And then I shared a little bit. I'm not going to go into too much. But we're a church of about 85 now. And I thank God for this. We have four men being baptized when we get home. You know, I call them raw material. I hope they don't listen to pilgrimcamp.com to hear this. But God has saved them. And we thank God for that. And it all goes back to the winter program and the faithfulness of the gardeners who believe in people. And who also got, you know, one who also got after people and yelled at them. So I'm in good stead, right? Amen? Give me a good amen.
Amen.
Oh, there it is. Whew, you give me chills. All right. So I thank God. Pilgrim Camp, you know, Pilgrim Camp has been a gift to us all.